Raleigh is growing. That statement is not news to anyone who's tried to get across town at rush hour. More people often does mean more traffic and longer commutes. As part of our ongoing coverage of growth and sustainability, today we begin a North Carolina Voices series that looks at how the Triangle area will try to meet the transportation needs of a rapidly growing population. Mitchell Silver, the Director of Planning for the City of Raleigh, joins us now to help us get a handle on what we can expect in the state's capital. Mr. Silver, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start with the numbers. How much is Raleigh likely to grow in the next 10 to 12 years?
We add roughly between 12 and 15,000 residents a year. Now, that's if current trend continues. That means we could add anywhere from 120 to 150,000 over the next 10 years.
Now, mass transit is often talked about as a necessity for metropolitan areas the size of Raleigh. How realistic is it to believe that in the future people will be doing something other than driving themselves to work every day?
When we look at the projections out to 2035, most of our major networks, transportation networks, will be failing, which means that there'll be significant congestion. Also, gas prices, we anticipate going up unless there's alternative fuels presented. So we see transportation as a viable option for people to move throughout the region. If you look at other major metros, Atlanta, Washington, and you look at the congestion, even those with transit, we're trying to get it right sooner rather than later and put that transit infrastructure in place. So it's vital to this region's competitiveness to ensure we have those transportation choices in place.
You say our transportation system could collapse sometime in the next 20 years or so. What do you think is the first step to avoid that?
Well, looking to our neighbor Charlotte, again, I think the first one is to have an excellent bus system to show that, again, it is an acceptable form of transportation that's very flexible. I think that's the easiest and first step. And then elevate the quality of the buses to show that, again, in Charlotte, which we agree with, the customer comes first and spend a lot of time to have bus shelters and very high-end buses to move people throughout the region. That's the first step. The other one is start looking at some of the light rail options. Yes, they're more expensive, but again, you can have a lot of connectivity off of those lines and then look at rapid transit buses as well. Streetcars would work very well in a downtown setting. And again, it just broadens your downtown and allows more choices for people to live close to downtown if they don't want to walk. But I think the first step would be having an excellent bus system.
So how do you get to work every day, and how do you think that might change as Raleigh gets bigger?
Well, I drive presently, and primarily because I have a lot of meetings throughout the day where I have to go out very quickly. I think in the future I would love to take a train to work. I grew up in New York, worked in Washington, and for most of my life I did not drive to work. This is probably the first time where I had to drive to work, so I would welcome the option of taking transit to work.
So can we assume that you're not a big fan of the car commute?
It's I enjoy reading the paper in the morning or reading my Bible, spending that time where I don't have to drive. Right now it's flexible because I do have to go to a lot of daytime meetings, but I would like the option of taking transit once in a while to work.
Mitchell Silver is Director of the Planning Department for the City of Raleigh. Mr. Silver, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Well, thank you.